You ask for it, I always deliver. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. What you're going to find is this podcast is exactly like my Twitter page. So we're going to be breaking down juicy exclusives, production insight, and just recapping the show. I have a lot of opinions and I'm going to speak my mind. So sit back, grab your wine, and relax. We're going to get straight into it. It is I, the Lord and Savior of the Real Housewives of Melbourne. How are we all? It's been a while. I've missed you. We're back for a supersized episode covering episode 7 and 8 of the Real Housewives of Melbourne. And holy shit, there is so much content. So without further ado, let's just get straight into it. Tyler was obviously still on a bit of a rampage to pin on Gamble.
Of course Gamble is the reason that Anjali's not here.
Anjali confided in you, Gamble.
You called her an idiot. She said she wasn't welcome in the group anymore.
I didn't say that she wasn't welcome in the group. I said I'm done, and I blocked her. I just think she's making a statement and trying to blame me.
So she's hurting?
Devastated.
She's really upset.
But what she did, this is when I won't understand what she devastated
because
about.
Because she feels like she didn't have a chance to defend herself, that these text messages or a certain part of the text messages, which was not all of it, were read to the group, they were very selective, and she wasn't there to defend herself. She never said the girls were fake.
How else can you misconstrue that? It's in black and white. You tell me.
Anjali said some things, Anjali's done some things. She's kind of dug herself a little bit of a grave, and facing these women would mean facing a whole bunch of ridicule. Anjali probably realised she put her foot in it a little bit. The ladies did not buy Kyla dropping this shit.
We can't blame it all on Gamble, though.
It's
you can't
so
just say
it's all Gamble's fault.
Because it's not Gamble's fault.
And you can feel the weight on your shoulders.
I didn't like reading what she sent me either. Now turn up to the table, Anjali. Face the music and stop being a dick.
Gamble's got a good heart. She's not going to do this for the sake of just fucking around, so keep your hands off Gamble, Kyla, or I'll come after your champagne flutes.
You know, it's all very easy to go and say things about us behind our backs, but why wouldn't you face us? We would face you, but she's a chicken.
Now, the moment that you've all been waiting for, Anjali's final scene on this season of The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
I've not been around for quite some time. I have asked Cherry and Kyla to meet up with me, to talk to me about what's been happening with certain people and find out what the hell they get that's good from this group.
Gamble has more characters than the Chinese alphabet. It just does my nuts. You know, seriously, I started to think that she was demonically possessed, but then I was like, no, actually, Satan would take one look at you and go, ooh, this one's occupied. Her and Janet are both just like soul suckers. You know, and not just Janet and Gamble, that other one, you know, someone, her as well. You've got Janet and Gamble, insane, and Simone, inane. They're perfect for each other. For God's sake, a fax machine would laugh at how irrelevant Simone is.
Janet and Gamble, who have achieved 0.0% of the square root of bugger all of note in their lives, I don't consider pulling a couple of old rich dudes to be notable. I just don't. And that's all they've got.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
The continuation of the insults against Janet and Gamble and, in Anjali's words, that one, referencing Simone, I thought was, again, a little bit too far. I get that she was upset. I get that she didn't want to continue filming the show.
I mean, I don't even know whether you know what Kyla had told me that Janet said, that she had broken into my apartment on the day of my pool party.
I am feeling really quite shocked. I'm not sure how to take this news.
You can't even get between floors without a security tag.
Broken into your
into my apartment.
The conversation was, Janet said that she went through Anjali's cupboards and to try and figure out more about her life. Looking for dirt.
We're looking through her cupboards.
But we don't know when.
There was nothing in the cupboards. There was no shoes.
I'm sorry,
no
but
clothes.
This is the biggest scandal out of all of this.
Can we raise the fact that Kyla is running with the narrative that Janet broke into Anjali's apartment? Like, how fucking calculated is that? Seriously. Like, Anjali herself has said that nobody had entered her apartment, right? There's security footage that Janet hadn't gone into Anjali's apartment. So I'm sitting there going like, what the fuck? Like, you're actually just trying to discredit Janet in like every way possible. And as you guys will see, she's going to continue to run with that narrative and it's going to blow the fuck up. And then Kyla on social media is like, I never said that Janet broke into Anjali's apartment, but then says it. It's like, what is it, champagne sham? I think you're drinking too much. The fans have been giving Anjali so much crap. And I'll admit, I don't always see eye to eye with Anjali. But I would have liked to have seen maybe a little bit more of a graceful exit. Rather than a barragement of insults. Cherry and Kyla both visibly looked upset. You know, they, in my opinion, wanted to bridge that gap and bring Anjali back to the girls so they could have a chat, move on, and continue filming. Obviously, Anjali's mindset had already been made up. And at this point in time, for a little bit of a behind-the-scenes insight, Anjali had met with production and there was already chats around her wanting to leave. So it was kind of just a given. She had to fulfill her obligation and then off she went.
No, 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 no.
Oh my God.
I think Anjali's struggled because she hasn't let the girls in. There's no going back for her.
I just don't want to be around those people. Other than you two and Jackie, they are not for me. These people that to me are deranged and not in a fun way. I'm actually finding myself really jealous over anybody who hasn't met them.
It was sad that Anjali couldn't put aside her differences for Jackie's baby shower. I think it would have been nice for her to at least maybe turn up before the rest of the group showed up, just to have a little bit of a chat and maybe give her the gift and just then part ways. I understand that Anjali was emotional. It has been an experience that didn't work out the way that she wanted it to work out. And that's sad. So she exited stage left. So that's it for Anjali. The most exciting part of the episode was Jackie's baby shower. Chica really outdid herself with this baby shower, I have to say. But it's classic Chica. She completely transformed that room at the Ormond Collective. It looked beautiful. But before the ladies even saw the room, Kyla and Cherry both had to deliver the news that Anjali was no longer filming.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to go, Kyla?
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we caught up with Anjali and she's made the decision that she doesn't want to be part of the group, that she doesn't feel comfortable, and that we won't be seeing Anjali again. I'm sorry, Jackie.
Like ever?
Yeah, she won't be hanging out with us as a group moving forward.
She has made a very clear and bold statement. She has nothing to do with any of us ladies. To me, that's shocking. You know, it feels weird to have somebody remove themselves and not have any resolution with any of the girls other than Cherry and Kyla.
So great. The last thing we hear from Anjali is that we're all fake
and boring.
And
let's not twist the words
again,
Gamble.
She's never been so bored in her
life.
Let's
not twist the words again. Twisting
was not twist. It's in twisting.
She did write that.
She
did put that in writing.
Whoa. Not attending someone's baby shower doesn't get any lower.
Their reactions, I think, were totally justified. Unfortunately, to Anjali's detriment, I think she opened a can of worms by not showing up because this made the ladies look into things further.
Ta-da!
Sorry, I'm to reveal for the girls.
Oh, my
baby shower.
Oh, my baby. I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. What have you done? Like, oh, my God.
Cheering up. Oh, my God. This is absolutely out of this world.
Oh my God!
It's all blue and it's just everywhere.
Oh my God! Oh,
Jackie, you're having two boys! I can't believe it!
Not a pink to be seen. It's just blue confetti everywhere. We're having two boys!
It was a really emotional moment, I think. I myself was tearing up. It was just so beautiful to see how happy Jackie is, to see Jackie's mum, everyone around supporting her. And of course, she's had the boys now, Bonham and Rocco. I love the names. The conversation, yet again, reverted back to Angela. Jesus Christ. Oh. Chica loves to have a little bit of a gossip, so she was ready to get all the details about what was going down. And before we knew it, Gamble and Kyla were going at it like a pack of fucking dogs.
Can I just ask a question? Because I feel like it's a bit of a weird scenario and I don't know what's going on here, but it does seem weird that we've got one chair empty.
Mm. I'm a scapegoat.
Come on. Have you done something?
We had somebody new in our group.
Why did she leave?
I don't know, you tell me. First of all, to call us all fake, but second of all, to be scared to attend a baby shower. But she sent a letter of superiority to me.
Oh.
That we were all boring.
Oh, the tell the whole story.
Read the text.
What did you say to her?
What did I say to her?
Did you call her stupid? Did you call her a moron? Did you tell her she wasn't welcome in the group?
God love you, Chica. You didn't know what you were getting yourself into. Don't you remember the group back in the day?
You've lost my support. I've spent so much time supporting you. I've done nothing but doing that.
I will support you too.
But I've had enough of you now. No, you have not. You've been absolutely absurd with me. No, it's distorted, okay? Fuck you, Kyla. Now, Chica, she sent basically a text of superiority.
But her version, but Gamble...
There is no excuse, Cherry. There's no excuse.
Get a grip, love. Get a fucking grip.
I think you need to let her go.
Yeah. Yes,
and let her go.
Let her go.
Release her.
She was here for the moment and enjoyed it.
And move on.
See ya.
I'm sorry that you didn't love us, but not everyone can love us, all right?
And that is all that needed to be said.
Bottoms up.
Let's have dessert.
I want dessert.
Are you ready to get smashed, look like Hannibal Lecter when you wake up and have a fucking good night? Yes. Well, what the fuck are you waiting for? Get your luggage and make your way to Janet's Chemist Warehouse purchased home.
The whole group is getting on well. I've got such high hopes and I'm so excited. We're going to have the best weekend.
Girl, please, please let it be drama-free. Let it just be us dagging around, drinking, carrying on, running amok, and just being women.
This home was completely decked out. I was like, Janet girl, you have found the right man to live the rest of your life with. Because if you can purchase properties like these all over the fucking country, you are set. But there's always one issue when it comes to Real Housewives girls' getaways. And that is bedroom allocation.
Janet. Okay.
The bedroom that Janet gives you is your ranking in her friendship.
Jax, this is your room. I just thought that you need a little bit of privacy. Normally, if we only had five rooms, I'd sleep with you. And it's all blocks off and it's all for you.
This is where you are.
This is where I am. I love my room.
Oh, I love it.
I guess I've been doing the right thing by Janet.
It looks like a massage chair.
Think honestly, this is like the kids' room.
We walk into our bedroom and it looks like something suitable for children.
I just want to see you lie down because I'm pretty sure your legs are going to hang off the end.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they really?
The beds are tiny in the pecking order of the group. I think we're right at the bottom.
I actually really agreed with the room allocation that Janet gave. You know, obviously Simone and Jackie and Gamble got really great rooms because obviously they're really great people and they're authentic and they are who they say they are. And then you have the likes of Kyla the Champagne Sham and Cherry, I don't have much of an edit, in the babies' rooms. Because look, let's be honest, that's a children's bedroom right there. But that really suits them. I honestly thought this was going to cause a pretty big blow up, so I'm glad it didn't. The wildest part of the girls' weekend was all of the ladies drinking.
Now, ladies, don't say I never do anything for you.
Nick is a cocktail barman.
Kyla became a control freak with the cocktail guys.
Is it your place or is it his place to take over here?
No, I'm just giving him instruction.
Maybe this is the problem we have with you and Kiri.
Hey, Nick, I like to be in control, but I'm going to relinquish control as soon as I've given you instruction.
Let go. You're not the cocktail connoisseur. You're the champagne dame, Kylie. Yes, that's right, because that's your real name.
All right, all I want to say, ladies, is here's to you, here's to me. May we never disagree. And if we do, fuck you, and here's to me.
Yay! Yeah!
I don't know what happened in that lounge room after I went to bed, but it was debauchery. Oh, my God. Lumps of camembert, like, squashed into the carpet. Olives, grissini sticks. Like, did these girls have a food fight when I went to bed?
My favourite part, though, was when Simone went around to all of the ladies and started waking them up. They were literally like, fuck off! Fuck off, Legally Blonde lookalike! Fuck off!
It's driving me nuts!
Simone skips in like Mary fucking Poppins.
What is that voice?
Is this... What
is that voice?
It's driving me nuts! Oh, we all feeling fresh?
So you're up and then I'm going to get the others.
Morning!
Rise and shine!
Doing?
It's the morning. Look, it's so beautiful outside.
What time is it?
It's about 8:45, so you've slept in. Are you going to...
It's always nice having a chirpy friend when you've got a terrible hangover.
When they all walked out, it looked like, apart from Janet and Simone, the Real Housewives of The Walking Dead. Kyla, it looked like she had bloody whale sperm on her face. She was trash. I was like, oh, shit. This is great television. She probably was sitting there at home going, fuck, I couldn't control this narrative. Shit. Everybody's seeing me vomit. Good. It shows some depth.
The champagne Dane is putting it down the drain.
Oh, I should have stuck with champagne. Shit, I can't go to the producers and tell them to write a new narrative about this. They can't change this. I'm sloshed.
I should get a fucking Oscar for that. But they obviously knew at that point, fuck, we've had way too much to drink. But the producers behind the scenes are going, woohoo, great content! So Simone decided that she needed to get some more clothing. So she went to visit her friend Dida. Finally, we're going to see the woman that Cherry emailed to try and steal off Simone. It's a fact, Cherry. Stop denying it. Dida Duda has the receipts.
I'm going to show you some new styling options as well. So just pop that over there.
Oh, this is such a boss
look. So that's
look.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. I mean, I've always been interested in fashion outside of my, you know, day-to-day job. But what I really love about this session is that Dida's giving me that kind of direction about how to do a jacket, how to tie a bow, how to actually style it to the best of your advantage.
This scene was going really well until, of course, the Champagne Sham decided she wanted to turn up. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go. What's going to happen now?
So, do you know when we had Gamble's exhibition?
Yes.
And then we went out for dinner afterwards
yes.
with Janet?
Yes.
Janet said something to me which I cannot get out of my head.
Oh, God. Okay. What's Jeez. Happened?
Janet said to me that she went through Anjali's cupboards trying to find something amiss with Anjali's life. So I said to Ange, when has Janet been in your apartment? And she said, never. I said, even at the pool party, did she not come into your apartment?
Janet's not been here.
She has.
She hasn't.
Are you sure? Did they come up to use the bathroom or anything, like when we did the pool party?
Never.
Janet said that she went through her cupboards looking for... I suspect evidence.
Like Gamble said, the only thing Janet will be going through is a fucking liquor cabinet. Why are you pushing this narrative that Janet broke into somebody's apartment when there is solid evidence that she never did it? It's kind of getting a little bit old. Of course, it's fantastic for the show, but I look at her, I look deep into her soul, and I just go... Champagne. Boring! You can only be a sham for so long before it all comes out. In the words of my iconic friend, the truth will always prevail. Hey, my Uber to Barrenjoey Road hasn't picked me up yet. I'm offended. The debut of Gamble's music video for Barrenjoey Road brought all of the ladies together.
Far out. Oh, God. I don't know whether this is a good idea or not. Anyway, I'm very nervous. But anyway, fuck it. I'll just go for it.
Body.
It's so amazing, isn't it?
And suddenly I feel at peace.
She
Everyone I love is in the room. I've got my beautiful husband there. He's just so lovely, so supportive.
Where the air is clear and the sea is at my door.
Gamble's music video is playing in the background. It's all very sensual and beachy and it's gorgeous.
I feel like every song that she's written on her album is a song that's personal to her, but this one in particular is reminding her that where she's now in her life is where home is. A lot of the ladies were really happy to be there. And then Kyla leans over and whispers, "Is she lip syncing? Are you fucking kidding me?" It's like me saying to Kyla, well, we know this is a fact, "Are you a sham?" Yes. After Gamble's performance, Simone decided to take Janet aside to talk about everything that Kyla disclosed to her in regards to the allegations that Janet is a burglar.
So earlier this week, Kyla said to me that Janet told me that you broke into Angela's apartment.
You could knock me off the chair with a feather. I'm in shock.
And that you went through her cupboards and that you were looking for something and that you have very bad intentions and that you're looking for some dirt on Angela. And I was like, whoa. Hey, hang on.
We were in a house.
First of all, I'm like, okay, what I want to know, just because if stuff goes down tonight, did you actually go in Angela's apartment? Did you go through her cupboards?
No.
Oh.
Okay. No.
But did you tell Kyla that you did?
I have never been in Angela's apartment.
It's so ridiculous that this bullshit even had to be raised, but I get it. It needed to be for the storyline. This has been a really hard season for Janet, just having this consistent bombardment from Kyla coming at her time and time and time again. This, I think, was the tipping point for Janet. And this is where Janet started to feel really depressed and upset behind the scenes and just quite overwhelmed at the onslaught of shit that was being thrown her way.
I actually heard, because I have friends there, that Angela was broken into and that she was going through all the security footage to find the person
she mentioned that too.
To get evidence to go to the police. Yeah. And I thought, poor Angela. But I never thought she was looking for me.
For you.
If I thought someone in the group had broken into my house and was trying to find dirt on me, I'd feel pretty uncomfortable about hanging out with them too.
You know what? She is such a dirty rat. She's saying to me, "Oh, my friend, I'll come to your house."
And you could tell after Simone disclosed the information, she really shat herself because she realised, oh, fuck, this is going to blow up. And then she also walked into a door. A plus for effort. Knowing the history of Kyla and Janet, it was obvious that this conversation was not going to go down well.
Something that I need to talk about with Janet. You did say something to me in passing that I'm finding hard to get past.
The mood was quite light, but that didn't last long. Here we go.
You said to me that you went through Angela's cupboards.
I did not.
You didn't say it or you didn't do it?
I didn't say it and I didn't do it. That's a blatant lie, Kyla.
You didn't
I
say
never
that
said that I went no through her cupboards. I did say that.
So hang on a minute, yes. I'm confused. What? So you said there was no pictures. Where were there no pictures?
When we were in the room before we went to the pool party, I thought it was her apartment and we said, oh, beautiful apartment and everything like that. There was a little credenza and I opened it a little bit and I went back to Jax and I said to her, Jax, there's nothing in the cupboard. I don't know if she lives here.
She's considering contacting the police.
Okay,
this is true.
Angela thinks that someone has broken into her apartment. This is because of you.
She's broken
into her apartment and now she is so scared she's looking through security footage to take somebody to the police.
So full of shit. You opened the cupboards, Janet. Just fucking own it. Put your hand up and say that you did it. You told me.
Why would you say that to Angela? I knew there was a reason. There was no reason for her to dislike me. I didn't say two words to her. She dislikes me because you told her I broke into her apartment.
Dropped. I don't need to listen to this.
Don't listen then. Fuck off.
because you're gaslighting her. Because then you did the same thing with Cherry and told Cherry I was coming for her. A blatant lie. I thought that you stood up for women. How do you think your friends feel?
And in classic Kyla fashion, she didn't want to take accountability and she did what Janet asked. She fucked off. And she decided to go to production. And I think at that point, she was probably wanting to control the narrative yet again. And that didn't work. The cameras were still rolling. And then she stormed off. And it was a pretty epic storm off. I will give you that.
To them.
Fuck you all.
What's going on?
I want to fucking go because it's not my fucking fault. And I'm done with this shit.
Oh, wait, listen to me.
Listen to
me.
Where's my fucking bag?
I feel like I've confided in Simone. She's thrown me under the bus with Janet. And I am fucking pissed.
What are these moles on about?
I'm not in a good place with this group of women. Janet is so full of shit.
What the fuck? Get your fucking act together.
There is no friendship. There is no respect. There is no relationship. She's a fucking liar. And I'm out.
Goodbye. Hooroo. Go drink champagne. Muppet. Now that we've covered the main content from episode 7 and 8, yes, it is true. There is no reunion. And this absolutely breaks my heart. I was actually speaking to the host of the reunion not long before it was announced that the reunion was in fact cancelled. Now, as you guys saw, Real Housewives of Melbourne social media revealed that it was due to scheduling challenges. This reunion has so much potential. You look at everything that played out on social media before the show aired, everything that played out obviously on the show and is to play out on the show. It's a big mistake on Foxtel's end, but I understand in terms of logistics and legal, there was a lot that's happened behind the scenes that you guys don't know about. There's a lot that goes into making a television show that just goes beyond what you guys see. A lot of people online are saying they could have done the reunion via Zoom. It's not about doing the reunion via Zoom. Scheduling challenges is more like a PR comment for there was too much internal bullshit and too much legal that could have been risked, so we're just not going to do it. Once this season finishes, the social media onslaught is going to continue, and of course, in due fashion, we're always going to report on it. That is all we have time for on this supersized episode of the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. Two episodes left of season 5, and I've got a surprise for you guys soon. I'm really excited to announce what it will be, so stay tuned for that. As always, this is RHM exclusive, and we'll see you next week.